Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kuku with the evening news. The headlines. Reserve Bank of India cuts interest rates for first time in nearly 5 years to boost the economy. Over 1.59 lakh new TB cases notified in 100 days of intensified TB Mukt Bharat Abhiyan. Business Association of Nagas hosts Nagaland International Conference on Tourism, Transport and Logistics. And total of 23,267 students to appear HSLC exam 2025. Now the news in detail. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, today reduced its interest rates for the first time in nearly 5 years to boost the economy. The Monetary Policy Committee, MPC, of the Apex Bank has unanimously decided to slash policy repo rate by 25 basis points to 6.25%. Making the announcement following a three-day meeting of the MPC, newly appointed RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra said the interest of the economy demands financial stability and consumer protection, and their mandate at the RBI is to ensure both of them.
The MPC unanimously decided to reduce the policy rate by 25 basis points from 6.5% to 6.25%. Consequently, the standing deposit facility, the SDF rate, shall be at 6.0%, and the marginal standing facility rate and the bank rate shall be 6.5%. The MPC also decided unanimously to continue with a neutral stance and remain unambiguously focused on a durable alignment of inflation with the target while supporting growth.
It was Sanjay Malhotra's first key address after taking over as the RBI governor in December. The last rate reduction was in May 2020. The RBI governor informed that according to the first advance estimates, real GDP growth for the current year is projected at 6.4%. The central bank has also revised real GDP estimates to 6.7% from 6.9% for the next financial year 2025-26. The Apex Bank said CPI inflation for the current financial year is estimated to be at 4.8%. Assuming a normal monsoon, CPI inflation for the current year is projected at 4.2%. In order to enhance digital security in the banking and payment system, RBI has proposed to extend additional factor of authentication to online international digital payments. The central government today said over 1,59,000 new TB patients have been notified during the 100 days of the intensified TB Mukt Bharat Abhiyan, which has been laid down since December 7th last year across the country. Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare, Anupriya Patel, informed this in a written reply in the Lok Sabha. The minister further said 4,94,000 Nikshay services have been held across the country till the 1st of this month under the Abhiyan, and over 5,63,000 vulnerable individuals have been screened. The minister also informed that over 86,000 Nikshay Mitras have been registered during the same period. Business Association of Nagas today organized the Nagaland International Conference on Tourism, Transport and Logistics. Advisor, Industries and Commerce, Hekani Jekhalu, emphasized that the government's role in expanding tourism opportunities through infrastructure development. Acknowledging budgetary constraints as a significant challenge, she emphasized that development requires collaborative efforts between the government and the public, with platforms like BAN playing a key role in fostering such partnerships. During the event, Embassy of Japan, New Delhi, Second Secretary Ryuta Saito said Japan and Nagaland share a unique historical connection through wartime experiences as well as on future goals and cultural practices. He expressed eagerness of Japanese business people to collaborate with people from Nagaland as they are hardworking, honest and ability to quickly adapt to Japanese work habits and styles. He also shared some of the programs being implemented by the Japanese government in Nagaland.
The first one is a true ODA, Japanese Official Development Assistance. We are doing so many development projects, like we are creating the cancer hospital, making the forest environment, or doing making some airport. And also we are focusing on the people-to-people exchange program. As under the TITP, Technical Intern Training Program, We are receiving so many Nagaland youth to Japan for learning Japanese skill, also working as giving some working experience.
The two-day conference aims to bring together policymakers, industry leaders, international dignitaries, and experts to discuss innovative strategies for promoting tourism, sustainable logistics, and enhancing regional connectivity. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. A total of 23,267 candidates will be appearing the HSLC examination 2025 beginning from 12th of this month. These include 22,310 main examination candidates and 957 compartmental candidates. The HSLC exams will be conducted in 97 centers across the state. Meanwhile, the HSSLC examination 2025 will be conducted in 68 centers where a total of 17,194 candidates will be appearing. The HSSLC exam will commence from 11th of February. Simultaneously, Class 11 Promotion Examination 2025 will be conducted from 11 February with a total of 18,375 students across all the streams of arts, commerce, and science.
The Nagaland Board of School Education has reminded candidates to bring their original admit cards to the examination halls. They are also advised to reach the examination center on time and refrain from any kind of malpractices during the examinations. The board has conveyed its best wishes to the candidates appearing for the examinations. Tejo, Akashvani News, Kohima.
In view of the ensuing HSLC and HSSLC exams, Deputy Commissioner Chumukedima has prohibited use of loudspeakers, public address systems, generators, and construction works that are likely to disturb the students. The prohibition will be in place from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. until completion of the examinations. The Union government today said that the maternal mortality ratio in the country has declined by an impressive 83% compared to the global reduction of 42% during the past 30 years. Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda informed this in a written reply in the Lok Sabha. He added that the infant mortality rate has also dropped by 69% against a global decline of 55% during the same period. In another written reply, Mr. Nadda informed that 1,087 special newborn care units and 2,868 newborn stabilization units have been set up in hospitals across the country to improve the key outcomes related to mother and child health care. The Election Commission today highlighted that it considers political parties as priority stakeholders, with the voters being the prime stakeholders, and it deeply values views, suggestions, and questions coming from them. In a social media post, the Commission said that it will respond in writing with a full factual and procedural matrix uniformly adopted across the country. The Department of Consumer Affairs has set up an AI-enabled National Consumer Helpline, NCH, system, which offers sector-wise analysis of grievances. The helpline is accessible for any grievances related to products or services via the toll-free number 1915 or through its website consumerhelpline.gov.in. The department said that the new technology-driven approach is aimed at improving the speed and efficiency of resolving consumer issues, particularly in the education sector. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Reserve Bank of India cuts interest rates for first time in nearly 5 years to boost the economy. Over 1.5 lakh new TB cases notified in 100 days of intensified TB Mukt Bharat Abhiyan. Business Association of Nagas hosts Nagaland International Conference on Tourism, Transport and Logistics. And total of 23,267 students to appear HSLC exam 2025. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back tomorrow with the English news at 7:30 a.m. Good night.